USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Dorian is now heading toward eastern Canada. It's now a Category 1 hurricane, generating sustained winds at 90 miles per hour. Tropical storm conditions are expected to spread into Maine this afternoon. Earlier, over coastal North Carolina, Dorian wreaked havoc on the Outer Banks. Benny Lax is on Ocracoke Island.
The water levels rose so fast, literally, I would say within 30 minutes, we had 4 feet of water, and it just kept rising.
There was a storm surge of up to 4 feet there. While Dorian was a Category 5, it was the strongest and slowest hurricane to ever batter the Bahamas. On Abaco Island, many are waiting to be evacuated. This woman was waiting to be evacuated to Nassau with her children.
I don't have nothing but me and my kids.
The death toll in the Bahamas is 43, with thousands of people still unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In Santa Barbara, California, there was a vigil to remember the 34 people who died on the dive boat that caught fire at the beginning of the week. They're still looking for one of the victims.
The remains of that person do remain outstanding. We have 33 of the 34 victims recovered.
Bill Brown is the Santa Barbara County Sheriff. DNA testing has identified more than half of the bodies recovered. There are reports that the Conception didn't have a roving night watchman. The Coast Guard's Monica Rochester says that's a violation.
The certificate of inspection articulated that there was a roving watch required for that vessel.
Sears is laying off about 250 employees at its headquarters. They emerged from bankruptcy in February and said they don't plan to close completely, but they will start to implement a permanent workforce reduction beginning October 28th. Sears spokesman Larry Costello said affected employees were put on paid leave last week, and there's no additional action planned at this time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investigators say country singer Kylie Rae Harris was responsible for the three-vehicle crash in northern New Mexico that left her and a 16-year-old girl dead. They say Harris was speeding when she clipped the back of another vehicle that sent her into oncoming traffic. She then crashed head-on into an SUV driven by Maria Elena Cruz. The first responders included the teen's father, Pedro Cruz, who was with the fire department. Authorities also say evidence at the crash scene indicated alcohol may have been involved. Harris had a prior DWI conviction in Collin County, Texas in 2017 and had been ordered to install an ignition interlock device on her vehicle. A former news show host is getting a second chance, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He says after years of trying to find an entirely different career, he decided to say,
"Open that door and let me back in."
3 years after being fired by NBC, when an Access Hollywood tape from 11 years ago emerged showing him laughing at lewd remarks made by President Trump, Billy Bush is heading back to TV. He'll start hosting Extra on Monday. Bush, who is related to the presidents of the same last name, had just begun as a host on Today when he was fired by the network. Extra's executive producer says, quote, "Life is about second chances." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.